Begin the current daf mizach. The Shabbos daf kuf tes vav. We begin 8 lines up from the top of the Amud. We will begin the new perek, the 16th perek mizach. The Shabbos perek kol kisrei. So the Mishnah begins. Kol kisrei hakodesh, all holy writings, all scriptures, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, all of Tanakh. And what the Mishnah is coming to tell us that all holy writings, not only the Torah, the Chamisha Chum Shetara, you're allowed to go through the Tircha, as the Mishnah is going to tell us, to save from a fire, but not other Svarim. We're coming to tell you that all Kisrei Kodesh, all of Tanakh, even the Nevi'im and Ksubim, Matzilin Oisim Neat Lake, you're allowed to save it from a fire. And that is as the Mishnah is going, as the Gemara is going to explain later, as that is, this is a reference to bringing it to a Mavoi, which is an area which all the fields open up to, almost like a dead end of a regular street that opens up into a Rosh Hashanah, but that it's not all flush, open on both sides. Rather, it's only open, it's enclosed on three sides, only open on one side. And that is coming to tell us of two things that we're being lenient on regarding a general tircha that you're not allowed to do in Shabbos. It's a major tircha to go ahead and be bringing out all these farm, but because it's a fire, we allowed you to be over on the tircha to save the Sefer Torah. And also the fact that it's lacking an Erev, as the Gemara is going to explain, that this is something called a Shitufim Mevois, that when you have a Mavoi, an open area where all the different courtyards open up to, into that open area, that is a Mavoi that requires some type of adjoining, like an Erev. In this case, because of the saving the Sefer Torah, we will lean on these two aspects. So, regarding saving all the Kisrei Kodesh from the fire, the Mishnah tells us, Bein Shekarim Ben, whether these Kisrei Kodesh are things that you're allowed to read on Shabbos, for example, Nevi'im, that we're mafter on Shabbos in the shul, Ubein Sheinkarim Ben, or even if these are things that you're not allowed to even read on Shabbos, and they have no purpose for on Shabbos itself, but to save these writings, these holy writings, you're allowed to save it and take it out, and that's a reference to Ksuvim. As Rashi adds from Rabbeinu Halevi, that it's even a reference to individuals. Not only don't we read it in Shul de Ksuvim, but even the individual is not supposed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos, as the Mishnah is going to explain and it's going to be elaborated later, because of the bittul of the Beis Medrash, that they're not going to come, because on Shabbos they used to give lectures to the Balabatim that were busy all weekend working, and therefore on Shabbos during the Drasha, the Meir Harah, the Rav, would throw in different halachas of Isser and Heter, what's permitted and Usher to do, and therefore it's good and better for them to come and hear the Drasha than to be reading Ksuvim. So although obviously Ksuvim is one of the Chavdal Tzifri of Tanakh, and it's important to read, but on Shabbos that's not the time you should be reading Ksuvim. And if we said it's Usr, because we didn't want people to refrain from coming to the Beis Medrash and hear the halachas that are necessary for them to know. So again, whether these Kisrei HaKodesh are things that you're allowed to read on Shabbos, which means Nevi'im, or things that you shouldn't be reading on Shabbos, which are Ksuvim, the Af Bish Ksuvim B'chaloshen, and even if it's written in any language, and in spite of the fact that there is a Manda Amr that says later that you're not allowed to read the Kisrei HaKodesh Tanakh that's written in a different language, and still our Mishnah is telling us that you're allowed to save these Kisrei HaKodesh. And Tu'unim Geniza, and these Kisrei HaKodesh require that they be hidden, and that is you're not allowed to put them in an open and hefkerdiga place, which the Gemara is going to explain that obviously if we say we're allowed to save these Ksavim, even if they're written in every language, they're definitely, if they're something that they can't be used anymore, that they have to be hidden away and not just thrown out in the garbage. So what would be the chiddush of that? Another Gemara is going to explain exactly why we have to tell you also that it needs to be hidden. Then the Mishnah concludes something that we had just mentioned, and why are these things, which are the reference to Ksuvim, the writings, why can they not be read on Shabbos? The reason is because of people neglecting coming to the Beis Medrash, as we mentioned before, because the lectures were established to be given on Shabbos when people are not working. And if you can be busy reading the Ksuvim, which is a good thing, but at this time it's not, that's why we say you're not supposed to read the Ksuvim on Shabbos, but still you're allowed to save the Ksuvim from the fire on Shabbos into the Mavoi that's not mafulish, that's not open on both sides to the Rosh Hashanah. So nothing more discusses this concept that the Mishnah said, that even though they were written in every language, it sounds like that writing the Kisrei HaKodesh in every language is not a good thing. So the Mishnah brings it. Now we learned as follows: Hayksuvim targum b'chol lashon. If the Kisrei HaKodesh, if the Svarim were written in Aramaic or in any language, and this is going on all of Tanakh, Rav Huna Amar ein matzilin oisim minad lake. Rav Huna says you're not allowed to save it from the fire because if it's written in a different language, this is not what we consider Kisrei HaKodesh. Rav Chisda matzilin oisim minad lake. However, Rav Chisda says that you're allowed to save it from the fire even if it's written in a different language. So now the Gemara explains. Aliba demand Amar nitnu likreis ban. According to the one that learns that you're allowed to read and learn from the Kisrei HaKodesh that's written in a different language, which this is brought in Masechtas Megillah, that there's a mandama that says that there's no difference between Svarim, which is a reference to Tanakh, and tefillin and mezuzahs, and the only difference is that the svarim, the Sefer Torah and the like, could be written in every language. So that mandam holds that, yes, you could write it in every language, and therefore you could read it, you could use it like a regular sefer. So according to that mandam, the kula amalei pligi de matzian, there everyone would agree, even Rav Huna, that yes, you could save such a sefer, because that mandam holds there's nothing wrong with writing in different language. So of course, it's like a regular Sefer Torah or Nevi'im Ksuvim, that you have to save it. When was this machlikas Rav Huna and Rav Chisda? If you allow to save the writings of the Kisra Kodesh that are written in different language, that was going according to the opinion that says that you're not allowed to read such a Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to read from such a Kisra Kodesh, and that's the opinion of Shimon Gamliel that argues over there. And he says that no, even Svarim are not allowed to be written in a different language. The only exception is Greek, as the Gemara over there explains. So therefore, on that manda amma, that's where we have the machlokes. Rav Huna amma ein matzion. Rav Huna says you're not allowed to save it because this manda holds that there has no sanctity in writing it in a different language, and therefore you're not allowed to save it. And as the Gemara explains, the hal like nitnu likrisben, because it wasn't given to be read. This is not a bona fide sefer Torah. Rav Chisda amma matzion, no, you're allowed to save it. Mishum bizon kisra kodesh, because of the disgrace of the holy writings, that although it's something that you shouldn't be reading from and you shouldn't write in a different language, but since it is still a sefer Torah in the Vimik Suvim, you should go ahead and save it in the fire. Now the Gemara asks on Rav Huna from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Kol kisra kodesh, matzil noisim imnehat leka, that all the holy writings you could save from the fire, bein shekorin behen, bein she'en korin behen, whether it's something that could be read on Shabbos, whether it's not to be read on Shabbos, v'af al pi shekesuv mekol lashon, even if it's written in every language. Now the Gemara explains, my lav, shekorin behen, what is it, how do we understand the Mishnah? When it says shekorin behen, regarding the things that you can read on Shabbos, that's a reference to Nevi'im, to the prophets. V'she'en korin behen, what you don't read on Shabbos, is Ksuvim, that's a reference to Ksuvim, as we said, that Nevi'im, that we even lean on Shul, we of the Haftar, but Ksuvim, we don't want people to miss out from coming to the Beis Medrash, that you don't read on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah said, Afa pisha Ksuvim b'chol lashon, even if it's written in every language, which means, Deloi nitnu likris ben, it's obviously a reference that it's something that you shouldn't be reading if it's written in a different language. In other words, obviously the Tanav Mishnah is Reb Shimon Gamliel that says that you can't read from a Sefer Torah that's written in a different language. From the fact that it says Afal Pi, even though. In other words, obviously it's saying that you shouldn't be reading from it, because if you could read a Sefer Torah, if it's the same status, if it's written in Lashon Kodesh or in any other language, so what would it be any worse off to say that even if it's written in another language? What do you mean? English is the same as Lashon Kodesh, as French. Why would I need to say Afal Pi, even though it's written in another language, that you can save? It's obviously, we're saying that because it's lower, yes, it's not like a regular Sefer Torah. You're not supposed to read from a Sefer Torah that's written in another language. And yet, so therefore we see, even though it's in the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that says it shouldn't be written, and Uktan Matzil, yet our Mishnah still says that you could save such a Tanakh. Obviously, it refutes the opinion of Rav Huna that says that according to the one that says that ain nitin likris bem, that you shouldn't be reading and writing in such a language, that you're not allowed to save. And yet our Mishnah obviously is saying that even though it's not something you should be reading, that's why it says loshen v'afapi, and even though it's another language, that you still save it. On that, the Gemara says, Rav Huna will respond to you as follows. Says, you're asking me from our Mishnah, but Batizbar, does the Mishnah even make sense the way you're asking it? Ema Sefer, look at the Sefer. What are the next words after that? It says, to unin geniza, that it needs to be hidden. Now, let me ask you, hashta tzuli matzlinon geniza mebaya? If you're telling me that you can save a Sefer Torah that's written in another language, right? That although you're telling me that it's lo yinitin likris ben, you're not supposed to be reading it, but still you should save it. So you have to tell me that it has to be hidden? If, of course, it's throwing something out in the garbage or out in the open is a really disgrace. So hiding is something that's even a lower level. So if I could even do something as stringent as saving it on Shabbos, would I have to say that it has to be hidden? So the Mishnah doesn't make sense. You're going to have to tweak the Mishnah anyway to understand it. So there the Gemara says, El Rav Huna Matatz L'Tameh, Rav Chisda Matatz L'Tameh, each Amora explains the Mishnah that it works according to his opinion in the Man D'Amar, of that ain nitin likris bem, that it's not supposed to be read, that if you could save it or not. As the Gemara explains, Rav Huna Matatz L'Tameh, when our Mishnah says bein shekarim mem, whether it's something that you're allowed to read from the Kisra Kodesh and Shabbos, which is a reference to Nevi'im, to the prophets, ubein she'en karim behem, whether it's something that of the Kisra Kodesh that you're not supposed to read on Shabbos, that ksuv, that's a reference to the writings. Now, all these you could save on Shabbos. Now, b'medvam, and when did we say this, that you're allowed to save it on Shabbos, whether you should read or not? That shiksuvim b'loshna kodesh, these are the words that are not there, but that's the assumption that we're telling you that it's by something that's written in loshna kodesh. But if it's written in every language, that when we say it's saying that then you wouldn't save it. And that's what we say, that the Afal Pi is coming on the next part, and still you're going to go ahead and you're going to have to hide it. And what Rav Huna is telling you is that although you try to bring a proof in the words of the Afa Pishak Subh Mechaloshin, that even though it's written in every language, so obviously that you're saying that it's a lower level, it's not something you should be reading, and still we say you should save it, say that's not going back on the words before it, on the fact of saving. That, of course, you're not allowed to save those which are written in the language unlike Lashon HaKodesh. Because as Rav Huna says, that ain't matzilin. Rather, these words of Af Pishak Subh Mechaloshin is going on the sentence later, on the fact that you need to hide it. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. That Af Pishak Subh Mechaloshin, that even if it's written in another language, and on Shabbos, you don't save it. Because this, that we said, that something that's read or something that's not read, which reference in the Vimik Suvim that you can save, is only B'Lashon HaKodesh. Still, during the weekday, you would have to hide it. That's the way you read it. So if Afa Pishak Suvim Mechaloshin should not be read with the words beforehand, and that still you would save it. Rather, it's read with the words coming afterwards, that even though if it's written in another language, and that you wouldn't save it, but to Ngeniza, it still has to be hidden. It still should not be disgraced, in spite of the fact that it's not something that you would save on Shabbos. However, Chizda explains the Mishnah according to his opinion. And he says, similar to Rav Huna in the beginning, Bein Shekarin Behem, whether it's something that's read on Shabbos, that's a reference to Nevim, to prophets. Ubein She'en Karin Behem, whether things that you're not supposed to read on Shabbos, that Ksubim, that's the writings, these things, Afa Pishe Ksubim, Bechal Lashon, even if it's written in every language, Nami Matzil, and still you save. As we say, that's the opinion of Chizda, that he learns that it's going back on the words before, that you would save even if it's written in a different language. Yet, however, the challenge is now, the next words of Tunim Geniza is a challenge. But what do you mean? Of course. What do you mean you have to hide it? You should conceal it, that it shouldn't be left out in disgraceful? Of course. If you're allowed to save it on Shabbos, definitely you have to put it into the Geniza. But Vahochikam, this is what the Mishnah is concluding with the words Tunim Geniza, is Umekik Shalahem Tunim Geniza. It's coming to tell us that even the decay of the Svarm, that even they need to be hidden, and that is if they got worn out and they got decayed, even that mekek, which is the chiddush of the fact that you have to do geniza, and this decay is when the worms eat away at it, even that needs geniza, that's the chiddush. Because of course, regular geniza, to be hiding it, that it shouldn't be open and disgraced in the garbage or whatever, that I wouldn't have to tell you, because there'd be a lot of sevet on Shabbos for sure. What it's coming to tell you, Tum Geniza, is even the decay, even that needs to be hidden away, and that's the words of Tum Geniza, that it shouldn't be a contradiction to the opinion of a chizda, that of course, you could save it, for sure you have to hide it. So now the Gemara asks, Meisvei, according to the opinion of Rav Huna, however, we learned as follows. Ha'yiksuvim targum v'chaloshin, if the Kisra Kodesh were written in Aramaic or any language, matzilin oisim ne'adleki, you save it from the fire. Now to you, if to Rav Huna. So that's obviously a contradiction to Rav Huna that says if it's written in another language, that you don't save it. So Rav Huna tells you no. Hai tana, sovenit and licorice, but that tana is going according to the opinion that you could read, and it is the equivalent of being on the same thing as Lashon HaKodesh. And according to him, I never argued. We said, as the Gemara started off, that their whole machlokes of Huna b'Chizda was only in the one who says that lo nitn likras ben. This Tana that says that you can save any language is because he holds that every language is the same as Lashon HaKodesh. So the Gemara continues, Tashema, another raya that seems not like Rav Huna, and rather like Rav Chizda. We learned how you ksuvin giftis, modis, ivris, ilmis, yivonis. If the Kisra Kodesh is written in all these different languages, and afa pishalei nitnu likras ben, even if it was not something that should be read, as we said, this is going obviously according to the Manda Amma, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that says that you're not supposed to be writing and reading it in other languages, even Greek. However, you could save it from the fire. Now that's clearly to you, Rav Huna. That's definitely a contradiction to Rav Huna, because here he's explaining this Tana that it's something that you're not supposed to be read, and still you could save it. That's clearly not like the opinion of Rav Huna. Samlach Rav Huna Tanoi. He says, you're right. There's a Tanoic opinion that says, even in the opinion that loinit no likras ben, that you're allowed to save it. But I'll show you that it's a machlokes tanoim, that there are those who say that if it's something that cannot be read, they say like me. And although there is opinion clearly like Rav Chizda, in something that's not to be read that you could save it, I'll show you that there's a Tanoic opinion that says that if it's not to be read, you cannot save it. The Tanoi has learned the Brisa that it's a machlokes. It says, Ha'yiksuvin targum b'chaloshin, if it was written in Aramaic or any language, matzil noisim nehadleika, the Tanakama holds not like Rav Huna, like Rav Chizda, that you could still save it from the fire. However, b'yaisi yoyim, ein matzil noisim nehadleika, you cannot save it from the fire, which is like me, Rav Huna. And the Braisa continues, Amr B'Yesi. B'Yesi brings a story to bolster his opinion that you're not allowed to save from the fire, that if it's written in another language and it's loinit and likrish ben, it's not meant to be read, that you don't save such a thing. Maisa b'Abba Chalafta, there was a story with my father Chalafta. Shahalach itz Rav Gamliel b'Ribi l'Tveria, he went to the great Rav Gamliel in Tveria. He saw that he was sitting on the table of Yochanan HaNazib. That he had a sefer of Eiv, of Job, that was translated into a different language, and he was reading from it. So my father Chalafta told him, what do you mean? Zachani b'Rav Gamliel avi avich. I remember by Rav Gamliel your grandfather. That was who was known as Rav Gamliel HaZaken, Rav Gamliel the Elder. And the Rav Gamliel that was in the generation of Chalafta, he was the grandfather of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So that was it. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's grandfather was Rav Gamliel, and Rav Gamliel's grandfather was Rav Gamliel HaZaken, the elder. So he says, I remember by your grandfather, he was standing on the top of the steps by the Temple Mount, by the Har Bayis, which was made up of steps, and that you would continuously go higher the further in you got, as the Mishnah Masechtas Midas teaches us. And they viewed the fun of Sefer Eiv Targum. They brought in front of him a translated Sefer of Eiv. And he told to the builder, Shakeyu Tachas Nedvach, I want you to bury this under the row of bricks. Right? So you see, obviously it's something that should not be read, and it should be hidden away. There's something that's not proper. And here you are, you're reading from a translated Sefer Eiv. So Avhutzi Volavagunza, so this Rav Gamliel also, that Chalafta was talking to, he went and he commanded that it should be buried. This is something that should not be had around. And this is what Rabbi Yossi is saying. He said, what do you mean? There's something you don't save on Shabbos. It shouldn't even be around. This should be buried. However, Bisbe Yehuda, I mean, he gives a different version of the story that happened, Rav Gamliel HaZaken on the Har Bayis. He says that it's not that he told the builder to bury it under the row of bricks. Rather, Arevishal Titkaf Olav. He turned over a bucket of clay over it. However, Amar Rebbe said to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, "Shtei Tshuvas B'Davar." There's two responses to your version of the story that make it can't be that that's what happened, that they turned over the bucket of clay, but rather that he told them to bury it under the bricks. Chada, first of all, Chitit Bahar Bais Minayin. Where did they have clay on the Temple Mount? And that is, what do you think they built in the Beis HaMikdash out of clay? But they built it out of tachzid, which was a combination of sand and lime. Now, clay is made out of earth and water. That they didn't have. They had this different combination that had lime. They had different reasons why it was supposed to be like that. Now, first of all, they didn't have a bucket of clay there. And v'oiden, even more so, that can't be what he did. V'chimutu la'abdin biyad, are you allowed to go ahead and destroy it actively with your hands, meaning by taking the bucket of clay and having it ruined like that? No, that can't be. Rather, you leave it out in an open place, and they decay by themselves, so therefore they can't be the version like you said. Under bricks, you could do it, which is not actively destroying it, it's just that it shouldn't be around. But to turn over the bucket of clay, that's obviously not what happened. So that's the end of the braisa. So now the Gemara asks, Mantanoi, who are these Tanoim that Rav Huna had said just before, and they brought in this price to show? O Tanoi he, I'll show you that my machlekes Rav Chizda is a machlekes Tanoim. Now, which one of these Tanoim is like Rav Chizda, and which one is like Rav Huna? And we continue on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara elaborates on this. And Ilei Matanikam and Rav Yosi, if you're going to say that it's the Tanikam and Rav Yosi, that the Tanikam is like Rav Chizda and Rav Yosi is like Rav Huna, but how can you say that they're arguing on their opinions? The Dima B'Hokim Mifugim, maybe they're arguing about something else. And that is Marsava Nitnu Likris Behen, U Marsava Noin Likris Behen. And that is maybe the reason of the Tanakama, that he held that you could save it, is because he held that it's Nitnu Likris Behen, that you're allowed to read from other languages, and therefore it's the same thing as one written Lashon Kodesh. So of course you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. Now, although Reb Yosi is obviously like Rav Huna, that says that you're not allowed to save it if it's written in another language, so you have a Tanoik support to the opinion of Rav Huna. However, like Rav Chizda, you don't have any Tana like him. Because according to Rav Chizda, even according to the one that says that you're not allowed to read it, still he says that you're allowed to save it. So how can you prove that the Tanakam is like Rav Chizda? Maybe Tanakam is only saying you could save it because you're allowed to read it. But if you weren't allowed to read it, then you wouldn't be able to save it. So where do you find these two opinions of Rav Huna and Rav Chizda in this price? So David the Gemara says, El Rav Yosi v'Tana de Giftis. Rather, Rabbi Yosi from this last brisa we just mentioned, that's the opinion of the Tanoim like Rav Huna. And the Tana of the Giftis of the brisa that we mentioned before, that says that, yeah, if it's written in another language, although you're not supposed to read it, that you're allowed to save it, and that was the Tanoic support to Rav Chizda, which is the one we asked Rav Huna from. Rav Huna says, Tanoi, you're right, that Tanoic opinion is like him, but now I'll bring you another brisa, at least one opinion is like me, and therefore it's a machlokes Tanoim, if loinit and likris ben, if it's not to be read, are you allowed to save it on Shabbos or not? Now the Gemara continues, on the theme of our Mishnah regarding saving Kisvi HaKodesh on Shabbos. Turn to Rabban, we learned in the Braisa. HaBrachas VaKamein, regarding the different texts of brachas that the Chacham instituted, for example, Shemoneh Esrei and other brachas and the amulets. Now, Afa Pishu Yesh Ben Oisiyah Shal Shem, although they have the letters of Hashem's name in there, Umenyonis Harba Shabbatayim, for many different topics that are written in the Torah, because they would take from the parashas and they would put in the amulets like different incantations, like the pasuk of Kala Machla, Ashasanti Mitzrayim Lo Asam Lecha, that all diseases are not going to come unto you, and they would use the pasuk of Lesir Mepachaloili, shouldn't be afraid of the fear of night. They would put in all these different psukim, and it has some names of Hashem. Still, Eimatzil Noisim Nehadleika, still you're not allowed to save it from a fire. Rather, they get burnt in their place. That is, if a fire happens on Shabbos and they're in the house, with them and all the words of Hashem's name, they're not Kisrei Kodesh. It's not a Sefer Torah. It's not a Nevi'im, Ksuvim. It's none of these. Although it has Hashem's name and it has the different parashas in the Torah, different sentences, you're not allowed to save it on Shabbos. And therefore, Mekanam, from here we said this phrase is F, that Kosei Brachas Kesefer Torah, that those who write the brachas, the text of the brachas, is like burning the Torah. And that is because you can't save it on Shabbos, so therefore you're putting in the situation where it might get burnt, so therefore it's not proper to do. And as the Gemara illustrates, Ma'isa Be'echad Shei Kosei B'Tzidim, there was this individual that was writing the text of brachas in Tzidim. They came and notified Rabbi Shmuel because he shouldn't write it in the case where it might be a fire and it's going to cause the names of Hashem to get burnt. Rabbi Shmuel went to check this out, if it's true, if this person is actually writing the text of brachas. When Rabbi Shmuel was going up on the ladder to go check out and see into the window, so this guy chapped, he realized that Rabbi Shmuel is coming to check up on him. So he took a whole bunch of his contrasim, his pamphlets of the brachas, of the writings, and he dissolved it, he stuffed it into a bowl full of water so that he should get rid of the evidence. And this words is what Rabbi Shmuel told him. The punishment of the last thing you did is worse than the first thing that you did. Yeah, it was improper to write the brachas because of the situation it might come to. But the fact what you just did now to destroy the evidence, that now you erased with your own hands the names of Hashem and all these different parashas of the Torah, that is way worse than what you had originally done. So now related again with the topic of the Mishnah, the Gemara brings the following question. If they were written, this Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, or Ksuvim, Besam with paint, Ubisirka with red pigment, Bekoimus with gum, Ubekankantim with copper sulfate, these are all different types of dyes, different types of inks. Now, if you wrote it with all these different types of inks, but Beloshna Kodesh, the question is, Metzil Noisim Hadleika or Imatzil? Can you save this Sefer Torah, this Nevi'im, or this Ksuvim, written with all these different inks, even though it's written the proper way, Loshna Kodesh, on Shabbos or not? As the Gemara elaborates, you could ask this question even according to the one that says that you save even if it's written in all different types of languages. And you could even ask the question according to the one that says that you don't save it, as the Gemara says. You could ask the question even according to the one that says that you don't save it if it's written in another language. Here it's also not written optimally because it's not written in the regular black ink that it's regularly written in. But when do we say that you can't save the Sefer Torah if it's written in Aramaic or different languages? But here it's written in Loshna Kodesh, although with a different ink, then you could save it. Or maybe no. According to the one that says that you're allowed to save even if it's written in a different language, but that's if it's written with regular black ink, that stays. But here, where these types of inks, they don't last as well as black ink, maybe then it's not considered a full-fledged bona fide Sefer Torah or Nevi'im, and therefore then you wouldn't be able to save it on Shabbos. So says, yeah, you're right, it's not the same as a regular Sefer Torah, you can't save it on Shabbos. But he asked back, but Vaharav Amnuna Tanamatim, Rav Nuna brought a brice that says that you're allowed to save it. So I'm like, Tanya Tanya. If there's a brice that says it, so fine, it says this. I retract my opinion. Yes, you could save it on Shabbos. So the Gemara asked, my Tanya, what is this brice that he was saying, but there's a brice that says that you're allowed to save it on Shabbos? So I'm Ravashi, Kitanya has written a brice as follows. It says, Ein bein Svarim leMegillah. There is no difference between Svarim, which is a reference to Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and a Megillah. For example, Megillah's Esther. Rather, that the Svarim can be written in any language. Megillah, however, Megillah has to have three conditions. Until it's written with the Ashuris type of a script, which is the type of lettering that's in our Sefer Torah. A Sefer on a parchment, and with black ink. Now, the Raya is from the fact that it says that a Megillah, a scroll, has to be with black ink. And that's from the things that are the difference between Megillah and the Sefer Torah. So obviously other Svarim, Tanakh, Torah, and Nevi'im and Ksuvim, could be written with other inks, with Sam or with Sikra. So therefore, obviously that you could save it on Shabbos because you could write it, halachically so, it's only Megillah that needs to be with Yoy, with black ink. Similarly, the Gemara brings another type of Shaila, B'yimine Rav Huna Bar Cholav Merav Nachman. What's with Sefer Torah she'im boi lelakid shmoyin v'chamesh oisyas? What's regarding a Sefer Torah that you can't put together and gather from the whole Sefer Torah 85 letters? And that is, there was a word over here and another word over here. Now, if you put all the words together, you won't have 85 letters. Kugun parashas v'yihi ben sayah ha'aron. As for example, that's the amount of letters that are in the parasha of Vayihi ben sayah ha'aron. Now, the number 85 is the amount that's necessary for a Sefer Torah that it was erased or got worn out to retain its kedusha that it had. Now, that is the number that's by the parasha of Vayihi ben sayah ha'aron, which we consider it to be a sefer to its own, as the Gemara later on is going to explain, and that's the source from where we know that 85 letters is considered a sefer to itself, because the parasha of Vayihi ben sayah ha'aron is its own sefer. So therefore, if you can gather 85 letters, it'll have the sanctity of a sefer Torah. But here you weren't able to gather 85 letters. So the question is, Matzil noisim had leko oye matzil. Now, if it had 85 letters, of course you're going to say, but it still has the sanctity of a sefer Torah. But here where it's only 83 letters or 78 letters, do you save it because lamais it's a sefer Torah, or do you say that you don't because it lost its sanctity? So amalei b'tibayilach parashas v'hi ben sarah and gufa. You should ask your question. Forget about the whole sefer Torah. Ask it regarding the parasha v'hi ben sarah ha'aron itself. Now, if it was written on its own and it's missing one letter, what would be the halacha? Can you save it or not? Because it doesn't have the amount of 85. And that he says no. Where the parasha v'hi ben sarah ha'aron, which has 85 letters, which is the source of the whole halacha, there I don't have the question. The kivin de'isbe askar, since it has the name of Hashem in that parasha, avagav de lesbe shemayin v'chamesh oisyas matzilin. Even if it doesn't have 85 letters, you would still save it, because it has the names of Hashem. My question was regarding a regular Sefer Torah, there where you don't have enough to gather 85 letters, and in those 85 letters, in those 83 or 82, there's none of the names of Hashem. That was my question. What is the halacha? Do you save it on Shabbos or not from the fight? You don't save it, you're right. It lost its sanctity. It doesn't have at least 85 letters. It doesn't have the name of Hashem. So you don't save it from a fire. But Esbei asked from the following halacha. We learned Targum Shiksavi Mikra. Regarding Aramaic, that was written in the Mikra, not in Aramaic, it was written in Lashna Kodesh. Or Mikra Shekaz of Targum, or Lashna Kodesh, was written in Aramaic. Or Uchsav Ivris. It was written in Lashna Kodesh, but the script was written in Ivris, which are bigger type of letters, and it's not similar to our Ksav Ashuris, which is how our Sefer Torah are written. Now, that's even if it's written in Lashna Kodesh, but it's written with different letters. Matzilim nehadleka, you could save it from a fire. Ve'in tzarach lemed, you don't have to say that targon shebe ezra v'shebe taniel v'shebe Torah, that when you have the Aramaic words which are written in the text of the Sefer Ezra and the Sefer Daniel and the Sefer Torah, where there it's written as it's supposed to be, that there you're supposed to have Aramaic words in the Torah, that definitely you save those words of the Sefer Torah, because there it's actually written how it's supposed to be. Because even if you write Aramaic instead of Lashon Kodesh, or Lashon Kodesh instead of Aramaic, still it's going to be viable to save it. Here, where it's written as it's supposed to be in the Sefer Torah Aramaic, definitely you're going to save it. To which the Gemara asks, Targum Sheba Torah Mayniu, we know that the Torah is written in Lashon Kodesh. Where in the Torah do we have Aramaic words? And that the Gemara says, there is one place, Yigar Sahadusa, where there was a conversation between Lavan and Yaakov Avinu, where the Hebrew word is mentioned of Galed. There they say the Aramaic term of Yigar Sahadusa, there it's supposed to be written as Aramaic in the Sefer Torah, so that's also included in the Sefer Torah. So now the raya is, the Gemara says, Va'avagav de lesbi shemayin v'chamesh oisyas. Now we're saying that if you have these Aramaic words, let's say Yigar Sahadusa, you could save it. Now that's only two words, it's not 85 letters. So you see that in spite of the fact that you didn't gather 85 letters, that you would save it. So how can you say that Eimatzi, and that you don't save it if it doesn't have 85 letters? And then the Gemara answers, Kitanya hi. When did we say over there that the Aramaic that's translated, or it's the right Aramaic, that you will save it? That's to complete. That is, if you were able to gather 85 letters, and these words of Targum are those that complete the 85 letters, then they combine, and then you'll save it because together it has 85 letters. But less than 85 letters, of course, if it just has the words Yigar Sahadusa, you're not going to save it. It has to have 85 letters, and therefore, there's no proof either way to resolve this question. And therefore, it's like he said before, that we won't save it. So now the Gemara says, Ibailu, but they had the following question. Hani Shmainim B'chamesh Oisus, regarding these 85 letters that you said that are necessary to get that tally, to be able to have the sanctity of the Sefer Torah, to be able to save it on Shabbos, M'chunasis Oy Mufuzaris. Are we talking about that they're gathered in one place, the 85 letters? Or even if they're spread out all over the Sefer Torah, if you can still see a vestige, even though it was in a flood or whatever it is, and you have 85 letters, it's going to be kosher, and then to save it from a fire. So Rav Huna Mechanas, he says they have to be gathered in one place. Rav Chisda Ma'afil Mufuzaris, even if they're spread out. So the Gemara asks, Meisvei, we learn, Sefer Torah Shabbala, a warnat Sefer Torah, if there's enough to gather 85 letters, could go in Parashah Vayibin Sararan, which is the same amount as the Parashah Vayibin Sararan, Matzil, you save it. Vimlav, a Matzil, and if not, if it doesn't have 85 letters, you don't save it. So the Gemara says, you have to Rav Huna. That's a clear refutation of Rav Huna because it says, Lalakit, to gather. Obviously, they're all over the place. Now you see that even if the 85 letters are Mufazaris, you save it. Nalak Rav Huna, who said, to have to be Mechunos is gathered. And that the Gemara says that Tirgum Rav Chizda, even Rav Chizda came to explain Alibud Rav Huna that it's not difficult, it's not a riot to Rav Chizda. Rather, Betavis is talking about words. That this that we said to gather 85 letters, that's mashma, that they're spread out, wasn't saying that you gather a letter from here or a letter from there. Rather, you can gather words. If you have a word here and a word here until you get put the words together, and together with all the words you have 85 letters, that's where we're going to say that will combine. However, the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chizda was talking about letters that are separate. Letters that are separate, Rav Huna says, no, you can't combine that. At least it has to be complete word, and then you'll be able to gather it. But if it's letters, then you won't, and therefore there's no riot from there, and therefore that doesn't resolve the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chizda if these 85 letters have to be in one place, or even if it's spread out all over the Sefer Torah.